Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I think we're already starting to have some good discussions on this. This is excellent. Obviously, we cannot force UIC to do anything. And we cannot even. Sorry? And honestly, we cannot ask UIC to do anything either. But, and I say this just as a disclaimer, let's say. We actually have, as Maria has mentioned, as we have discussed yesterday, an excellent working relationship with UIC, and we work together on a lot of things. Formally, we also have a memorandum of understanding to work together on these things as well, but this is just formalities that we need to work at an institutional level, let's say. So I'm not sure why I say this. I'm not sure we could write in a document that is prepared within this framework, and we would like the sector to take this up, whether it is through UIC or directly. Having said that, it is a decision, of course, that UIC and the sector can take if it is something of interest to them that they would like to follow up on. And honestly, I think that would be a very good way forward. As we have said throughout the definition of the terms of reference for this study, throughout our discussions yesterday and today, what we are doing here is not to write the detailed technical specifications for anything. We are here, in the same way as we did for the previous group of experts, to provide a framework. And we have tried to use the word framework a lot in the presentation as well, because the point is to create this framework to enable the railways to do something which facilitates modal shift of passengers. Having developed this framework, then it is for the railway companies through UIC to the railway company, its advice to railway companies or even others who are not members of UIC to decide how to, first whether to, and then how to implement those requirements. So actually, what I'm saying is I am agreeing 100% with both what you have said, Chris, and what Maria you have said on this point. There is a very good opportunity to develop this framework. And then, and this is also very relevant also to the next discussion when we talk about the strategy and those aspects, that a framework is developed, and then that railway companies or UIC and railway companies go away and figure out how to implement the framework. And it's an excellent potential role for UIC to take, for example, the strategy that next step further to say, okay, these are the exactly the things that you need to put in your strategy rather than the general framework, and to build on that. And Maria, what you said in relation to the customer satisfaction and the updating and those aspects is a perfect example of that. We may say that one of the aspects of the strategy on passenger information is that there is a strong stakeholder and user loop within the strategy process and how it is implemented. And that is again where UIC could come in to say, okay, that stakeholder consultation process, we as UIC, without putting words in your mouth, we as UIC would recommend that companies do it this way. So taking that next step from the framework to the more operational aspects. So I think this is fully in line with the scope as we've envisaged it in, well, as member states envision is envision it's not working today. Conceived it in the terms of reference and in the preparation for the work of this group. So yes, I think we already have one view on the fact also, as Chris has mentioned, on the fact that we should be focusing on the hubs and what we have defined. Just to remind everybody, Annex 3 defines what stations are on the international network as actual hubs. And there is a very long list because it takes the stations on the network of the AGC. And then Annex 4 sets out what the parameters would be. And they are the customer-facing parameters, the operator-related parameters. There are a number of things in there. And course we can put them up on screen later if that helps as well, the actual text of the agreement. So I don't know if there are any other interventions on this specific slide in terms of the scope. What I will say, one final thing on this point, then I promise to shut up. At the Hubs group of experts, many of you will recall that we had a similar discussion on what we should be defining as stations. And over the sessions, we had a bit of backwards and forwards from it should be all railways, it should be just railways where, stations, sorry, all stations, it should be just stations where there are current international passenger trains. Then it was stations, well, also include some which will potentially be international passenger trains, passenger services. Then it was also actually major important stations that maybe do not have international services but could potentially have them. Then we also had a discussion around whether we should do different levels of stations. So, okay, we've said we're going to do all stations with international passenger services, but maybe some are bigger and some are not. So, you know, maybe they're not everyone should be required to have a waiting room. Only the bigger ones should. In the end, we decided that the parameters were to be for all the stations. And so we adjusted the parameters to make sure that it was appropriate for all the stations that were defined as hubs. Why that decision was taken was because, goes back all the way to the start, we want to facilitate modal shift. And so facilitating modal shift, the passenger, going to what Chris said before, needs to have some sort of comfort that when they get off a train in country X, they will have something that is familiar to them. Or when they reach the station in country X to go back home, they will have something that is familiar to them. So that was the framework this was developed in. So in the end, as I said, we had two levels in for many sessions, and then we decided, no, we keep the same standard level of what it is that needs to be provided in these sessions. What have I missed out? I've missed out on something else, but I can't remember it at the moment. It was on my list. I'll come back to it if the question comes up. Thank you.